from Spark and Anvil and WitQuest. This is Not, in Chapter 1 of the WitQuest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.
Not is a small octopus tween, deep mahogany brown with soft gold stripes, in a chunky vest. A tiny riddle pouch hangs from one tentacle, another holds a clue tracker. Not collects riddles like treasures and unties them carefully, one word at a time, and always says, "The riddle hides the answer in the clues. Untie carefully." Not understands how riddles work. Every clue in a good riddle is true, but one word does a sneaky job, tricking your brain into the wrong meaning first. "What has a face but no eyes?" Not once asked. Quirk pictured a person. Switch pictured a monster. Most people picture a human face, Not explained, but a clock has a face too. The word face was the trap. Your brain grabbed the wrong meaning and got stuck. "Slow down on every word," Not advises. "Ask, what else could this word mean? The answer usually hides in the word you rushed past."
Not learned that riddles aren't a test of smarts on a night that started with feeling very small. As a young octopus, Not got a riddle wrong in front of everyone and felt that hot, awful flush. "I must be dumb." Not wanted to hide under a rock and never try a riddle again. But an old riddle keeper found Not sulking and said something Not never forgot. "A riddle isn't an IQ test, little one. It's an invitation. An invitation to slow down and really look." She took the very riddle Not had failed and untied it slowly, word by word. And there was the answer, hiding in plain sight, in a word Not had raced right past. "It wasn't that I was dumb," Not says. "It was that I was fast. The riddle didn't want fast. It wanted careful." That was the day Not stopped feeling ashamed and started feeling curious. "Slow clever beats fast clever," Not says, every time.
One day, the friends found themselves in a Loftonia tavern, the Giggling Goblet, all fried pickle smell and bouncing laughter, when a shadow fell over their table. A huge creature, like a storm cloud colored winged cat, stern as a teacher who's caught you whispering, blocked their path. Its name was Grumbles. "Solve my riddle," it rumbled, "or you cannot pass. What has cities but no houses, mountains but no trees, water but no fish?" The friends' minds went blank. Quirk shrugged. Switch counted letters on her fingers. Hop scrunched his face.
Not pulled out the clue tracker, a smooth orb glowing soft blue, and stayed calm. "Let's untie each word." "Has," Not began. "Does it mean to own, like a country has cities?" "That's what your brain wants first," Not said, tapping the orb. "But has can also mean shows or depicts, like a painting has a landscape. Cities but no houses, so not real cities where people live." "They're drawn cities," Hop burst out, eyes lighting, "like on paper." "Perfect, you're untying it," Not smiled. "Mountains but no trees, drawn mountains, can't be climbed. Water but no fish, drawn water, no swimming." Not looked up. "It's a map." Grumbles' stern face softened. A low purr started in its chest. "Correct. You may pass." As they walked on, Switch asked in wonder, "How did you do that?" "The trick was the word has," Not said. "Everyone hears has cities and pictures a real country. But has was hiding shows. Slowing down on that one word, that was the whole solve." Then Quirk kicked at the floor. "I always feel so dumb when I can't get a riddle." Not shook their head gently. "Riddles aren't about smart or dumb, Quirk. They're an invitation to slow down. To notice things," Hop added. "To really look at the words." "It's not about being fast," Not agreed. "It's about being careful. The trick is always there, hiding in plain sight. You just untie it."
"So I'm not dumb?" Quirk asked, a little hopeful. Not smiled warmly.
You were just fast. Try slow. The answer's waiting. And every time Knot untied that one skipped over word and the whole riddle sprang open, Map, a soft, delighted glow spread right through their gold-striped skin. Not the tight glow of proving they were clever, but the warm, surprised, there it was all along glow of noticing what everyone else had raced past. That patient, curious, unknotting glow, slow clever, unashamed, unhurried, was to Knot the very best part of any riddle, proof that you never had to be the fastest, only the most careful to find the hidden thing.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Knot. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.